Security experts and the public alike were left reeling on Sunday after a Czech TV station revealed that Iraqi intelligence agents working for Saddam Hussein plotted an attack on the Prague headquarters of Radio Free Europe. Spokesman Jan Schubert of the Czech intelligence service told TV Nova that the agents planned a machine gun and rocket-propelled grenade attack on the building in a plot ordered by the late Iraqi dictator. Sarah Borufka has the story.
On Sunday, TV Nova aired an exclusive report with information that in 1999, the late dictator Saddam Hussein ordered a terrorist attack that was to strike the Prague headquarters of Radio Free Europe, located at the time just off Wenceslas Square in the heart of the city. In 2003, Czech intelligence officers discovered the plot and confiscated the weapons that Iraqi secret agents had stockpiled. Jan Schubert is the spokesman for BIS, the Czech counterintelligence service.
The weapons that we secured were 11 pistols, 4 Kalashnikovs, 2 Hechler Koch submachine guns with silencers, some 2,000 rounds and magazines, and the most important thing, a portable anti-tank rocket-propelled grenade weapon, also known as an RPG-7.
Saddam Hussein spent a significant amount of money on these weapons, which were to be used in an attack on the U.S.-financed radio station, from where programs criticizing Mr. Hussein's regime were broadcast around the world. Iraqi secret agents were going to fire the missiles from the window of a flat they were planning to rent, located opposite the radio station, a mere 80 meters away. The threat was serious, says General Andor Shandor, a former chief of defense intelligence, who now works as an independent security consultant.
If the place from which RPG was supposed to be shot at the Radio Free Europe, and based on the fact how many months the whole case was prepared by the Iraqi officers, I think that it was pretty underway, and if it had not been interrupted by the counterintelligence, we could have been faced with serious consequences of a rather successful terrorist attack on our territory and against the Radio Free Europe.
Czech intelligence officers began suspecting a planned attack in 1999 and started closely observing members of Iraq's secret service DGI. One of the Czech agents managed to infiltrate the Iraqi embassy. The plot was exposed and the attack averted in 2003 when the Iraqis turned their weapons into Czech authorities. According to the Czech counterintelligence service, this was the third terrorist attack the agency was able to avert. Is Prague at risk of becoming the site of a terrorist attack? Andor Shandor again.
In general, I've kept saying that it's not a matter of whether our territory could be a target for the terrorists. My point was that it's just a matter of time when it will happen. It doesn't necessarily mean that the people here should be afraid of any imminent attack, but there are reasons why this country should be a target of terrorist attack because of our foreign policy, our participation in NATO operations, particularly in Afghanistan. So there are reasons why we should be afraid, but as I said before, we should not be scared, and it's not definitely imminent, but you never know.
Mr. Shubat said on TV Nova that the public had a right to know about Saddam Hussein's planned attack, which also led to the eventual construction of protective concrete walls that were put in place after the 9/11 attacks in New York and Washington and complicated traffic nearby Wenceslas Square. Mr. Schubert added that it wasn't safe to disclose this information until recently, after Radio Free Europe had moved to a new closely guarded building in Hagibor, further from the city center.
And thanks to Sarah Borufka for that.